The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
There might not be enough matcha to go around. Apparently, there is a shortage. Such is the popularity of the drink. Grainne Daly is with me, the digital content creator, and Elaine Fitzsimons, the Matcha Bar founder. Elaine, can I start with you? What is matcha?
Yeah, so matcha is essentially the whole green tea leaf ground down into a fine powder.
So how is it different from your bog standard cup of green tea?
Well, like green tea, it's like it's brewed. So like the leaves are inside the bag, whereas with the matcha, you're like consuming the entire leaf because they grind it down into a powder. So you're actually consuming it rather than it being brewed if it was in a bag.
So is it made much like an instant cup of coffee, kind of a spoon of powder and then boiling water over it?
Not quite. No. So there is kind of a little bit of an art and a science to it to get the kind of right measurements. But one thing that you definitely don't do is put boiling water on it. You kind of use 70 to 80 degree water and about like, 2 grams of matcha for a cup.
OK. And what is behind this kind of craze from a health or wellness point of view?
As in what kind of
what's good about
its popularity? Oh, what's good about matcha? Yeah, I suppose it's packed with antioxidants and it also has a slower release of caffeine than coffee. So it has a compound in it called L-theanine, which actually slows down the release of the caffeine in it. So a lot of people, when they come into the matcha bar in Paris Court, they're looking for an alternative to coffee because they feel really anxious when they drink coffee and they're looking for something else. And matcha is often that answer for them because it's a more calm effect than coffee.
So it's become something of a kind of a social media phenomenon as well, which Grainne Daly knows all about. So at Hey It's Grainne on Instagram, you'll find her. So Grainne, are you one of these people who's constantly posting photos of matcha?
Well, it's so aesthetic, Kieran. That's the thing. It's going to get the clicks and it's going to get the likes because people, it'll pop
out. There's no avocado left for you to put
avocado was so
yourself.
Last year. So last year, Kieran. So it is. Matcha is the thing now. And I think as well, the thing with matcha as well, it's not just the one flavour and it's not just the one colour whenever it pops up on your screen. You're also getting your different flavours with it. There's, you can get your blueberry matchas or your passion fruit matchas. There's all different flavours as well, which also pop in your Instagram shot in the morning.
And is that primarily the reason you suspect that some people are purchasing it is not maybe for the antioxidants and everything that Elaine is talking about? It's because they know it looks good on Instagram.
Maybe we're being a little bit too real here, but I think you might be onto something. It's that whole thing of trying to be like the Hailey Bieber or the, you know, whoever it is that's posting about it over in America. You take her with her Erewhon smoothies. There's now the juice bar down on Dawson Street that is doing a dupe of that. It's everyone's trying to create that illusion that they're on this wellness and kick and that they have this self-care thing as well, I think.
Do you like matcha?
I do like it. It's a unique taste, definitely. Like, it tastes healthy. I'll put it to you that way.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm not sure, is that a compliment?
Have you had one before?
Or not. I actually haven't had a matcha. I'm not a green tea fan, you see.
Okay.
I'm not a great tea drinker, full stop.
Okay. Yeah.
I will just drink copious amounts of coffee until it gets too late in the day. And then I'll just drink copious amounts of decaffeinated coffee
now,
for the rest of the day.
That's what started me onto the matcha. You see,
okay.
I'm onto decaf coffees at the moment, but I find that it's a slower release. You don't get that immediate
the way Elaine describes it. Yeah,
it really does. It's a longevity from it, so it is. And you do feel like you'll get a lot more work done in the 6 hours that it'll release rather than the 2 hours maybe that you get from coffee.
Elaine, from a business owner's point of view, how conscious are you in terms of, you know, business plans and forecasting profit and everything, that there's an element of social media hype that kind of ebbs and flows and might not be there in 12 or 24 months time?
Yeah, so true. But the thing is, matcha has been around for, you know, longer than the last year or so that it's kind of popped off. Like, I've been drinking matcha since 2017. Cafes have been serving matcha for years. I think it's just really grown awareness over the last, I want to say, like 2 years. I think people in general are a lot more health conscious. There's a lot more emphasis on wellness as a lifestyle in general. And I think that's also lent itself, as well as obviously it is a very pretty drink. It mixes well with different colors. And people like to take a photo of their drink and their food kind of as an experience nowadays. But I actually just think it's the start of it because it has been around for so long and it's been quite niche, but it's just becoming a little bit more mainstream and another offering for people when they go out for a coffee.
So you suspect the growth in matcha, the popularity, this growth is real and there's something behind it and it's sustainable.
Yeah, for sure. I do.
Grainne, do you suspect you're going to be drinking matcha in 12 months' time?
I think I will. Yeah, it seems to be one of those ones that's sticking around. Like in Dublin in particular, like you see trends come and go a lot of the time, but certain things do stick. Like you've got your pizza by the slices, which are just growing and growing. You've got your sushi, which was a trend a while ago. You know, bagel places are starting to pop up now. I think the matcha is the next thing that I think it has the longevity.
It has the longevity. Yeah. Anyway, Grainne Daly is a digital content creator at Hey It's Gra on Instagram. You'll find her there. Elaine Fitzsimons is the Matcha Bar founder. Elaine, thank you very much as well. Grainne, thank you, and it's good to see you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.